your Xiaomi, corresponding to Hagiga Ravli Daf Yud Tes. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base of the Mishnah of Halacha Vav. Hatevel lechulin v'ruchsek lechulin osa b'masa. One who immersed for chulin and he intends to eat chulin, he is forbidden to eat masa. Hatevel lemasa v'ruchsek lemasa osa l'truma. One who immersed for masa and he intends to eat masa, he is forbidden to eat truma. Hatevel l'truma v'ruchsek l'truma osa l'kedish. One who immersed for truma and he intended to eat truma, he's forbidden to eat kodesh. Tevel lekodesh v'ruchsek lekodesh osa lechatas. One who immersed for kodesh and intends to eat kodesh, he's forbidden to engage in chatas. Tevel lechamor hutor lekal tovel v'ruchsek kili letovel. One who immerses for something stringent, he's permitted to something lenient. One who immerses and did not intend is as if he did not immerse. The Gemara says v'chulin svichin kavona. The chulin need intent. The uber asa mei melach afilu tevel v'chulin v'ruchsek l'chulin asa ma'aseh. The answer is our Mishnah comes to teach a bigger chiddush. Even if one immerses for chulin and he intends to eat chulin, he's forbidden to ma'aseh. L'kein amar Rav Elazar k'minayin achulin k'ein minayin ha'ma'aseh. Didn't Rav Elazar teach that like the count of levels of tumah for chulin, so is the count of ma'aseh? Can la'achila v'kan la'maga. The Gemara answers here, our Mishnah is discussing eating, and Rav Elazar is discussing touching. Tevel stam muta b'kulam. One who immerses stam is permitted all of them. Am Rav Yochanan b'muzukak v'lekulam. Rav Yochanan, this is when he needed to eat all of them, and he intended for all of them, just he never stated it. Odeo raglov m'shukoy samayim machzik al smoy l'chol ta'ar shi'yirtse. The Tosefta says that when his feet are still submerged in the water of the mikveh, he may intend for any tower that he wants. Taman taninan, mekol shi meleya mashkim tmeim, kiyon shi shika the mikveh tahara divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Mishnah says if a staff is full of tummy liquids, once he touched it to a mikveh, it became tahor. The liquid on the incline is considered connected, as if all the liquid touches the mikveh, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. It's not Toho until he immerses all of it. Lakish says that they argue about a light, which means a midravon tuma, but a severe, which is midraisa tuma, even Rav Yeshua agrees. Rav Yochanan says that they even argue about a severe, means a midraisa tuma. We have a question against Rosh Lakish and the Tosefta that we brought. When his feet are still submerged in the water, he may intend for any tower that he wants. Honestly, he established it to discuss one who ate tummy food or drank tummy liquids, which are a light tumor. Oichlim tameim b'shoyis mashkin tameim gufoy toho b'likavona. Gemara says that Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi, quoting Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rav Shlokish, said that one who ate tummy food or drank tummy liquids, his body becomes toho without intent, and the Tosefta requires intent. Again, shenosan da'at l'tahara me'ula memena, which would say einoy tzorech kavona. Rav Shlokish discusses for chulin, so here the Tosefta says that since he intended for a greater tower, he needs intent. Nisa pliga al shem ben lokish mikros yesh be'aboyim tzor v'chuvon lo yisviyod u'shnayim v'tovlu shneim tohirim ze'ach hazeh v'harishem tohu v'asheni tamei. We have a question against Rosh Lakish from a Mishnah. If a mikveh has exactly 40 tzor and two people have descended and immersed, both of them are tohu, if they immerse one after the other, the first is tohu and the second is tamei, because some of the water is on the first, and therefore less 40 tzor remain for the second. V'yudah oimeh imhoi raglov shal rishoin negris b'mayim afasheni tzor. V'yudah says that if the first one's feet were touching the water when the latter immersed, even the second one's tzor, it's all considered connected, and he didn't specify it, which implies even for a severe tumor. V'oiti v'oichel oichlim tzmeim v'shoisim ashrim tzmeim. And also this discusses one who ate tummy food or drank tummy liquids. So that answers the question. אני ספליגה לו שמנוקש, סנאין שבמאווה איש נדה מדיחסי והותו הלוסי כל שהוא מן המים תמי. Question again, so a shokish is from a Mishnah. If there's a radish in a cave, a nidah may rinse it and it's taho, so the attached water is not machshir to refuse tumma. If she raises any amount from the water, then it can contract tumma and she is matamid. Matani Allah Yudah Matahir Meshem Yeshua. It was taught about this of Yudah, and the name of Yeshua was Matahir because the water is still considered attached. Nidah loy tumma chamohi, and isn't nidah an example of a severe tumma? Even so, he considers the water connected. Hadar pliga v'shem menokish relates la kiyum. The conclusion is this disagrees with Rish Lakish, and it cannot be resolved.